Good evening. At 7:15, you are listening to live election coverage from NPR and Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bektesh. Zoe Rome is at the Inn at Aspen Home Team Barbecue right now, where the Pickens County Republicans are gathered. She is with Bob Jenkins, the Pickens County Republican chairman. Zoe, hi, how are you?
Great. How are you, Allison? I'm here at the Inn at Aspen at Home Team Barbecue with the Pickens County Republicans. I'm joined by their chairman, Bob Jenkins, here.
Give me a little sense of what it's like there. So it's within the restaurant. How many people are there? What's the gathering like?
Yeah, so actually there's not a lot of people yet. And Bob said that's because a lot of the people that are really involved in the party are actually still out. A lot of them are volunteering, working the polls, driving ballots around, counting, working as local election judges. So people are still filtering in.
Okay, and what's the reception for those who are just dining tonight?
Yeah, so they are kind of on the move. They've been displaced. Home Team Barbecue did not want to have a partisan event happening at their dining room tonight, so they're on the move, going to a different place. But they aren't really so focused on what's happening here locally tonight. I was just sitting down with Bob, and he said they're really kind of tapping in to some of the more big picture statewide and national elections.
All right, wonderful. We have about 4 minutes. Let's hear from Bob.
All right, Bob. So I was just wondering, what are you and the other Pickens County Republicans keeping your eyes on? What are you guys excited about tonight?
Well, certainly we're excited about the national election. I think you're going to see that the Republican Party will hold the Senate. And even with all the consternation, I think we're going to lose some seats in the House, but I think we're probably still going to hold the House, which will be very exciting. And that's why we're interested in watching on national television, because all of that, those elections are closing. You know, those polls have closed on the eastern slope some time ago. Here in Colorado, we're, as a Republican Party, just like we are at this event tonight. You know, being Republicans here in Pickens County is like being a black sheep or a skunk at a garden party. So, as a matter of fact, that's why we came over here to Home Team Barbecue and asked them a couple days ago, you know, could we meet here? And just the fact that we, not even having a private meeting, just the fact that we're here is not acceptable to them. So they want to throw us out because they won't put the national elections on their televisions. Even though they got 15 televisions, you know, they could just put it on two. So the bottom line is that this is typical for us in elections here in Colorado. We think, unfortunately, we probably will lose. You know, we doubt if we'll win the governor's place, but we're certainly still hoping. Basically, the Republican ballots and the Democratic ballots are very, very close nationwide, Colorado-wide, with over 2 million votes in. There's only about a 10,000 to 15,000 split at this time from what we've seen in the report. As this morning, it was only 1,000 votes between the Republican and the Democratic ballots turned in. So the unaffiliateds are the exciting part of Colorado. They are what's going to determine the elections. That's why we've gone to these new primaries this year to get unaffiliateds voting. And the unaffiliateds are absolutely going to be in the driver's seat in this election because the Republicans and the Dems are pretty well tied on most of the races across the state. And it's going to be exciting. I mean, I think Colorado has been headed in a purple direction for a while, and we've been struggling to keep on. And, you know, they outnumber us here in Pickens County by 2-1, and affiliates outnumber us by 2-1. So, you know, it's just this kind of thing happens regularly over here. We're kind of surprised to get thrown out of a big national chain restaurant. But anyway, it's going to work. On a national front, I think we're going to look really good. America is going to be make America great again. The economy is so outstanding. You know, we've just been listed as the number one economy in the world, and I think people are going to vote their pocketbooks.
All right. Thanks, Bob. So I just wanted to follow up on a couple things there. I'd actually also just sat down with the manager of the Inn, Brad Mosier, and he said they were not thrown out. The Inn was just simply not interested in hosting an event for a specific party, and Pickens County Republicans had been notified ahead of time that there were going to be sports on TV and the election would be shown on one TV in one room as opposed to on every TV. And they're more interested in maintaining that sports bar atmosphere instead of an election night party for anyone. It's not because they're Brad Mosier told me it's not because they are Republicans. It is because they did not want to have any kind of partisan event.
All right,
tonight.
Zoe, thank you so much. Zoe Rome is live at the Inn in Aspen with the Pickens County Republicans and the Republican chair, Bob Jenkins. And it's good to hear how he's feeling tonight. We do have some results trickling in. The polls have closed. Jeannie McQueenie has retained her seat in Eagle County, and we'll be talking about that in about 15 minutes. We have live coverage every 15 minutes with local results, and we're going back to live coverage from NPR. Thanks so much for tuning in to Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bechtesh.